like the 1930s and 40s Western swing, when it was a little more on the swing and jazzy side than countryside, maybe. And then we also are big fans of Django Reinhardt and Stephen Grappelli, who had the Hot Club of France back in the 30s. And, you know, a lot of the, probably the reason we like them, a lot of it is that they, it's the same instrumentation, it's guitar and violin and playing swing music and lots of improvising with the solos and arrangements and things. So.
And that's where the name comes from.
And that was years ago. Yeah, I just popped out. It wasn't really intentional. It just kind of popped out almost as a humorous, you know, not being that serious. And then it just kind of grew more serious as it went.
Lordy, Lord, that gal of mine, that baby's killing me. She's killing me.
She's killing me.
Oh, killing me.
Oh, killing me.
Every time I see that gal of mine, oh, Lord, she's killing me. Now kill me.
Watched a couple of your videos, and it looks like you really have a lot of fun playing together and pretty amazing chemistry up there on stage.
Yeah, chemistry, it's tangible. It's the real deal.
And high energy, definitely.
Absolutely, yeah. We play on the, you know, well, we stand. Well, I was going to say we play on the edge of our seats, but we definitely... We play with a lot of juice.
Been having fun, and if I'm staying all by myself, well, it's all your fault. Cause when you said that we were through, I tried to find somebody new, but I found out that wouldn't do. So I'd rather be alone than with somebody new. And it's all your fault. When I'm a grandma, my grandkids don't call you grandpa. I'll just tell them that it's all your fault.
What are you playing some of your songs off your latest album, which I think was just this past May?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that, because that was even a concern. I think the person who's bringing us to Petersburg originally heard us playing Western swing, and then the latest album is sort of dedicated towards swing. But our shows have always been a mixture, and we tend to lean on, you know, if the audience seems to respond to fiddle tunes more than a jazz ballad, then that's the direction we go. We don't use a set list. We kind of move along. So there's always, you know, tunes we wrote, and there's always hoedowns and fiddle tunes, and then there's lots of string band jazz, you know, lots of improvising and stuff, and all delivered with a lot of energy. It's just a guaranteed good time. Sometimes people get up and dance. A lot of the venues have been allowing people to dance in the rear or off to the side, so you can move about. And it's kid friendly too. So a lot of kids have been, you know, going down the dance floor. And it's not trite or cliche at all. It's definitely a good experience. And we mean what we do. So.